Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Torino, obviously online, and I am connected online with Mike Goodridge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
We are here talking with you because you were, you are still part of the jury for the Future Lab and the Torino Film Lab, which is closing tonight. And you are there to give an award for development to a film. And I wanted to ask you, which, if you and your colleagues did set up some criteria to select which was the most liable and to win?
Yeah, I mean, we gave up four awards.
Oh, great.
And what were our criteria? I mean, I think we set criteria at the beginning that were quite loose, which were to do with our passion for the project. You know, I mean, the thing about Torino Film Lab is that you're going to get 10 very high quality projects, which we did. I think we set the criteria to be, what did we love? What did we respond to on a sort of fundamental, elemental level? So yes, of course, we were looking at the status of the production. We were looking at the financial setup of the budget and what they'd done so far in terms of financing. But we were really looking at you know, what these films could be emotionally and dramatically.
And this, is there any influence of the market potential of the film in your decisions? I mean, how important is the market potential in this case?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of us come from market backgrounds, and I think market is very important. You know, we're at a time when film is being challenged very significantly by other media, notably the streaming platforms, which are making us watch films on television. That becomes our major way of watching films. COVID hasn't helped. So we wanted to support films that, you know, people would actually go and see, you know. That doesn't mean to say we've opted for populist choices necessarily, but I think, you know, it's an expensive art form, and we have to ensure that there's going to be a market for them. I think any conversation like this has to include that. Mm-hmm. And we look at all the proposals for how the film is going to be launched and what the audience is also.
So there must be a project of marketing and selling of the product, the filmic product, if I can call it that way, besides the content and the passion and the
the narrative. Each team has to provide a strategy for marketing, sales, and distribution.
Listen, I want to ask you, because I already asked this to another colleague of yours. It's in this situation where theatrical is not exactly the first thing in mind when you have a movie to distribute, because we don't know what's going to happen. And when theater is going to open again on a regular basis, with, you know, it's really, really confused and blurry. So how this can influence the film production in general, in order to knowing that the theatrical could not be an option in the short run?
Yeah, it's a complicated question, I think. I mean, these projects that we were looking at probably won't get made and released until 2022. And I am hoping against hope that we will be back to some sort of normality then. But of course, we do have different ways to watch films now. They're not ideal because they're mainly small screen. But, you know, there's transactional video on demand, there's subscription video on demand. There are services like Mubi, as well as, of course, the major streaming platforms that offer a diverse range of films. So there are ways to get out. Of course, film festivals are another way of doing that. And
yeah,
film festivals are, you know, all going online at the moment for obvious reasons. And the experiment is working. I mean, personally, when I go to a film festival, I love the communal experience. I love
exactly
being in a room.
Which is the reason why we go there.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I think. But in these kind of extraordinary circumstances, there's, you know, you have to come up with alternatives. So at least this way, new films are still being shown and industry and public are still watching them. Mm-hmm.
As you are the artistic director of the Macau Film Festival and Awards, how did you cope with this crisis in under these circumstances? I mean, which is the next step that you're going to take at the festival?
You mean for Macau?
Yeah.
Well, funnily enough, I just this morning was on our jury deliberation competition, which is very strange. Five people in different countries on Zoom. But I think we did the best we could. Everything's online. We hoped against hope that we were going to have a festival in theaters, but in the end, the Macau government was discouraging any public gatherings. Mm-hmm. So we went online and we lost about 10 of our films, but we kept about 30, which is a good number, and we've got some terrific films. So we're going ahead in December, and who knows what it'll be like. It feels, because I'm sitting in London, actually, in the UK, so it feels very odd.
But do you think that festivals are going to keep the online section anyway? I mean, would it be like a new feature for a film festival to be kept, or if
I hope it's used in the right way. You know, I still think, especially if when a film is having its world premiere, the circumstances have to be right, you know, and so much can happen in a room filled with people who respond positively to a film. I used to sell films, and we used to depend on positive response at those world premiere screenings, you know, and distributors can see that response, and you can sell your film on the back of that. You know, when it's online, you don't have any of that buzz or public feeling. So it's really complicated to imagine a world where we don't have that in the future. But, you know, again, with all this talk of vaccine these days, I'm sort of confident that sometime next year we can get back into cinemas. You know, I think also, I was reading today that the new Wonder Woman film is
going to play
online, and I just thought, God, even these big Hollywood movies are going.
Yeah, even if in this case they're doing like a weird, like a mixture of things, because they are going to release it theatrically and at the same time online for just a month, and then just keep him theatrically released if theaters stay open, because this is another option that we don't know. But this is weird. Yeah, this is one of the kind. This movie is one of those where I would rather not watch it than watch it online, because those movies need, you know, they need a like huge screen. You need to be absorbed by it, and online.
Totally agree, and it's just that I've been thinking a lot about that sort of event experience that we're missing. You know, that sort of idea that you leave your house. And it's a bit of a pain to get to the cinema and queue for your ticket, or, you know, buy your popcorn. But that creates excitement also. So you're excited by the time you sit in your seat. You just don't have that at home, you know. Yeah. And of course, you don't have the dark room. You don't have other people in your living room, you know, to share that experience with. So it's a very precious experience. And I think we have to do everything we can to protect it.
Yeah, but we are the one thing that we are sure is that if next year theaters will open, we are going to have plenty of movies to go and watch, because everything has been postponed to 2021. So
the Hollywood movies.
The Hollywood movies. I mean, the big one, the big event ones.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot for this talk. Thanks a lot for your time for us to Fred Film Radio. And very hopefully we're going to talk again, probably in the flesh very soon. Who knows?
My pleasure. Thank you as well.
Thank you very much. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.